Now, let me tell you something. If Jesus himself walked into most of these churches, they would escort him out. They'd have five deacons on him in a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Hair too long, got a beard on, not in a suit. I mean, we could go on for days. I mean, they would escort Jesus out of there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. We're in good company if you're not accepted by the establishment in many ways.
Welcome to one of the most listened to music news podcasts in the world, SGNP, with your host, Darren Sutherland. Join us as we talk with industry leaders, artists, and entertainers about their faith, family, and careers. This is information you will not find anywhere else on radio, web, or in a magazine, but only firsthand on SGNP.
SGNP is brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. For more information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.
And welcome back to SGNP, Darren Sutherland and my co-host up in Sevierville, Tennessee, Arthur Rice. And Arthur, before we get to this interview today with Brian Free that was recorded earlier, we're going through, I mean, we can't help but mention it, and I know people's not turning into Southern Gospel News podcast to hear about coronavirus, but yeah. man, this is affecting all of us, is it not?
You know, it is. And it's affecting every aspect of our life. You know, it's serious enough on its own. And I think part of the problem is we have watched too many zombie movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so paranoid and scared to death that we're panicking.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, that's the sad part is, you know, just the... You know, the virus itself, and that's its own thing.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt. And in all truthfulness, we need to keep a lot of these groups that are traveling on the road in your prayers. Their schedules have been changed a lot of times, 100%. I mean, they're not getting dates, so they're not getting paid. And they're not like, I mean, you know, they're not like some folks who work at IBM, and I know IBM's having their problems, or another company where they're going to get paid. It's affecting all of us, and it's affecting especially these groups traveling, because when you can't have a gathering of more than 25 people, you know, it's rough. It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, it's a quartet manager, and while we were on the phone, just for 15 minutes, two dates canceled.
Yeah.
And, you know, so basically his whole weekend is gone. And he's like, man, he said, you know, he said, I want to take care of my guys. He said, but, you know, I've got a few weeks here and then, you know, I'm broke.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, it's a tough time, and it's going to be an interesting time. I think if we're not careful, we're going to miss a great opportunity to be a witness to the world because, you know, we're not, you know, in John it says we're not given to fear. And then, you know, the Apostle Paul says in Romans, the end of Romans 8, that nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. If we have that promise that God will take care of us, then we have to live like we believe it.
Yep.
And when we do that, when the world is falling apart around us, we as Christians can have calm and we can have peace in the storm. And that's when people are going to look at us and they go, what's different about you than there is about me? We can't be the ones talk, you know, we can't panic, you know, we don't have a reason to panic. You know, God has this didn't sneak up on God. God knew all about this.
Yeah.
He knows the end and the beginning and the middle and everywhere we are. And I trust him with my, if we trust him with tomorrow, then we can live today.
Yeah.
And that's, if we're not careful, we're going to miss that opportunity. Cause I've, you know, I talked to you know, I talked to running the Christians at the grocery store, and boy, they're just wringing their hands. And I'm like, what in the world? What's wrong? Why? Why? Do you have a promise of tomorrow? I mean, is there anything that you can do about it?
There's
nothing, you know. And that's the thing, is we have no control over it whatsoever.
Right.
And which we don't have any control over the next minute. You know, we're not any of us promised tomorrow. And so if we can trust God with that and trust Him to open the door and that opportunity to talk about Him, and that's the opportunity that we're going to have. And we just need to stay close to Him during this time.
And let me say this, Arthur, and I mean this with all due respect to all Christians out there, okay? Different areas of the country are affected a lot different than different places. I talked to my brother in Seattle yesterday, and they're basically on total lockdown up there. So I can understand that. Atlanta is a little bit different than Sevierville, Tennessee, where you're located now.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And everything's different. So for those that are making broad assumptions and statements on Facebook and different other social media platforms about, I can't believe this preacher canceled this church and we're having church and y'all are not, stop it. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop
it. Every situation's different.
And this is the only thing I want to add to this, and then we'll move along and talk to Brian Free or talk about the Brian Free interview coming up. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says it real simply, and if I'm not reading your King James Version and I'm reading the wrong version, don't get mad at me, okay? You know what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will do what? Will hear their land. It's that simple. So...
Yeah.
You know, we all know what to do. And the last thing I would ask you is, what would your grandparents do in this situation back in the day? That'll give you a new perspective.
Yeah.
That'll give you a new perspective because they were a different generation.
Yeah. It affects different people in different ways. And it depends on where you are.
Exactly.
I just heard just before you called, you know, they just closed Myrtle Beach to tourism. And so it'll be, you know, and that's one of the next steps is try to get, you know, people to not carry that into different areas.
Singing in the Sun, Abraham Productions had to cancel their event out there. Ray Flynn, the guys. I mean, that's a lot of money in preparation.
It is.
A lot of money. Hey, man. Let's talk a little bit about this because you wasn't here for the interview. You were on vacation.
Yeah.
But we had the opportunity last week, the end of last week, to talk to Brian Free. And Brian is a great guy. He loves the Lord, number one. There's not a doubt in my mind. He's very outspoken in a way that most gospel artists aren't. You know, he walks to the beat of his own drum, but he's earned that right. I mean, he's been out on the road 26, 27 years with Brian Free and Assurance. Before that was part of one of the greatest groups in gospel music history, Gold City, back in their heyday. And not that Gold City's doing bad now, but I'm just saying it was back during a different time period, and you know that, and I know that.
Yeah.
But Brian's kind of outspoken in what he says. You've listened to the interview already. You know Brian personally. Y'all have been friends for 30 years.
Brian's one of my best friends. He's a great guy. And it was a great interview. I applaud him for being honest and upfront. And honestly, I'm glad that I missed the interview. And the reason for that is not because I didn't want to be a part of it, but the reason for that is it would have went a different direction. We would have gotten telling stories, and that's all well and good. That's fine. That has its place. And, you know, we would have got sidetracked. And I think, you know, you guys, it went where it needed to go. Brian got to tell his story. And I'm glad it was a great interview. Y'all did great. It was a fantastic interview.
Arthur, here's what I love about what we do, okay, in all honesty. I love this music. You know I love this music. I'm not a professional artist. I get to sing church and stuff like that, and I really, really enjoy it. The songs bless my heart. But we both know that this music can change lives, okay?
Yep.
And there's no – it's like Brian said and like other folks say during this interview, there's no set path to this art form that we call Southern gospel music. There's yep. no set direction. I mean, as you well know, the Kingdom Heirs are as different from the McCameys as Charles Johnson and the Revivers are from the Isaacs. You
yeah.
follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? All of them have blessed different people in different ways.
Right.
So I want
and reached, you know, reached a whole different
right.
genre of people. I mean, right. you know, he sees people that won't listen to me, and you know, and we sing to people that won't listen to him. So
right.
it's the way you know it's the way it is, and it's that way in any music. I think
totally.
You know everybody favorites. Yeah. You're gonna get everybody has their opinion, and so. But
Arthur, before I want to do something a little different. We've never done
yeah.
this before, okay? And I'm
yeah.
gonna put you on the spot.
Okay.
Because I know, and I don't mean this in a negative way, and this isn't a negative question, what we're about to do here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the president of the Southern Gospel Music Association.
Yeah.
You're a leader in this industry. I want you right now, I know this podcast isn't live, but I want you right now to pray for this industry and all the groups and all the people as we go out, and then we pick up the interview with Brian Free, but I want you to just pray for everybody who travels on the road, because guess what? We're fixing to go through financial hard times in the next 2 months. I believe we'll come out of it shining. I believe we'll come out of it bigger and better. But for the next 2 months, we need to hold on to the ship. You follow
yep.
me? Would you mind doing that? Am I putting
Absolutely.
You on the spot too bad?
Not at all.
All
Absolutely.
Right. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead.
All right. Father, thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We just praise you for who you are. We know that you know what's going on. You know that you know where we are, each one of us individually, listener, singers, preachers, deacons, clergy, just everybody. God, you know where we are and what we're going through. And Father, I pray right now that you would just comfort us and encourage us to not throw our hands up in despair, but to trust you with what's going on, Lord, and just to trust you that you're leading us in a way that you will receive honor and glory in our situation. And Lord, we're just going to trust you right now. God, we just pray for all the groups that are out there that are losing dates, and Lord, they're suffering and going to be hurting in the next few weeks. And God, we just pray that you would just bring a swift end to this pandemic. And Lord, just help our leaders, help our president, help those that are in charge. And Lord, I pray that you would just touch them and bless them. And God, just for our scientists as they research this and find a cure for this, God, I pray that you would just bless that. Lord, we are a country that loves you. And Lord, help us to remember that. And God, I pray that you would just bless this country and help us to be the witnesses and the lighthouse that we should be. Father, we love you and we thank you for all that you're doing, what you're doing. And we're going to praise you for the coming days and what you're doing in our lives. We love you and thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's go on to that interview with Brian Free right here on SGNP.
So what's wrong with living right anyway? Hey, I'm Karen Tech Gooch from New River, and you're listening to SGNP.
Ever find yourself asking God where he's been? Ever get up out of bed saying I can't do this again? Have you ever been afraid of what tomorrow's gonna bring? And you're facing it alone, at least that's what you think. I can tell you after going through that valley, Even though I couldn't see it at the time, it was in my weakest moments that he held me. And I know you'll find he will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through when the road is long.
This is Darren, and I'm here for my buddy Mike Lindell in MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow. I got to tell you a little secret, and this is a true story. The other day I'm laying in a bed, I looked at Mary and I said, I'm going to get me some new pillows today. She said, what do you need with new pillows? You got them. I said, I got one that's decent, and I didn't know which one it was. I mean, I knew which one it was, and I pulled the cover off of it, and it was my only MyPillow. The rest of them were these ones that we bought from TJ Maxx or Target or Walmart or somewhere that just had worn out their welcome. And you know what, guys? I feel like I needed new pillows. And she said, well, why don't you call MyPillow because you like the one you got there and tell them what you're looking for and they'll help you out. You know what? I called and guess what? They helped me out. They asked me what size I was. They asked me how I slept. Did I sleep on my back or on my side or on my stomach? What felt right? Feathers or, you know, blah, 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 foam. They asked me all these questions. More questions than I ever dreamed about a pillow. And I got my new MyPillow in the mail and I've slept right. So with this time change, I've got a great MyPillow going. You want that change in your life? It's real simple. 1-800-338-2330, 1-800-338-2330. Use the code word SGNP. That's right, the code word SGNP. And tell them you heard about this special offer. And when you use that code, you'll get a great discount from the folks at MyPillow. I use MyPillow. You should too. 1-800-338-2330. 2330. Use the code SGNP. MyPillow, the official pillow and sleep provider of Southern Gospel News Podcast. And welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland, my host Arthur Rice is on the golf course. My co-host Arthur Rice is on the golf course. I guess he's tired of, Brian, I guess he's tired of counting Hall of Fame ballots this time of year. What do you think?
It must be that.
Our special guest on SGNP today is a longtime friend, and he's a fellow Georgian. He lives down the street from me in the county next over. Next door, I guess you still do in Douglas County. Brian Free. Brian, how you been?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. And yes, I still live in Douglas County. I've been here for a long, long time. We're just neighbors.
I know it. I've been over here in Cobb forever. And you know what? It's funny. I was telling Tiffany this, my producer, earlier today. Back years ago when I was at the radio station and working concerts and doing concerts and stuff, one time I had you booked and then something happened and we couldn't get through. And then last week we were going to talk to you and you had something going that you couldn't get through. And then today when you're – so it just must not be for me and you to ever do anything together because of the fact that we just – well, I guess it's just the Atlanta in us, and we stay so busy. What do you think?
Well, that's part of it. And then when you called earlier, my phone, you know, the newfangled phones.
Yeah.
If you sign up on that spam thing, it recognizes about three-quarters of the numbers that try to call me, it recognizes as spam, so it doesn't even come through. So it never even rang.
Yeah. I
just followed my wife around at the grocery store. She's at the grocery store. I was just following her around. I said, wait, ain't nobody called yet. And then I looked down my phone and saw all the missed calls. I said, oh, dear Lord.
Ain't no big deal. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us. People don't realize what a busy schedule you guys got because you're only home, you know, maybe two, three days a week. And then you're back on the bus traveling from point A to point B. And, you know, right now, traveling, going to see folks, shaking hands, hugging necks. Man, I ain't even thought about this until right now. It's a scary time, is it not? I mean, you know, they're talking about this. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't get me started, man. I'll go on a 30-minute rant. I think it's a lot to do about nothing. I really, really do. It's about fear. It's about control. It's about making money.
Yeah.
And right now, there's unfortunately, like 24, 25, 26 people have lost their life due to this. But what they don't talk about is up until last week, over 12,000 people have already died of the normal, regular flu. Just this flu season.
And more
people die of an ingrown toenail that got infected than so far this coronavirus has killed. So it just doesn't make any sense to go to this point, but it's just fear.
I love the way you just put that, and that is so true. More people have died from an infected toenail than coronavirus.
Yep.
You know what? I need to put that on my Facebook, and boy, they'll go crazy.
I'm not saying that there's any, you know, you have to be careful when it comes to this kind of stuff, because some people get mad at you and say, it's easy for you to say, you know, you're not a senior adult. Well, actually, I get a senior discount, so I consider myself a senior adult. So, it's dangerous for everybody to get sick at times, some more than others, with compromised, you know, systems. But so far, it's taken, you know, the life of many of our precious elderly out of that 26. But like half of them were in one nursing home.
Right.
So it kind of went through that nursing home. Anyway, I'm not enough about that, but it's just I don't live in fear. I don't serve a God that teaches me fear. So I'm not going to live that way.
Your fans know about you, and anybody that knows you personally, and you kind of just put it out there with, like, we're talking about that coronavirus, is – You have your own thoughts. You have your own way of doing things. You don't follow the lead of everybody else. But yet you've got a legacy in this business that goes on. What do you think gave you that attitude? And it's not a bad attitude. It's refreshing, quite frankly, that you don't play the follow the leader, that Brian Free just does what's best for Brian Free in assurance. What do you think gave you that attitude through the years?
Honestly, I mean, thank you for what you said, because I do consider that a compliment, but it come from my dad, my granddad, and even my mom.
Yeah.
They just always taught me to be an independent thinker. I've never been a good follower, except a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
As far as is concerned, I've just always been one where I wanted to do whatever was best for the ministry and best for me and my family. And mainly as far as Brian Freed Assurance is concerned, mainly just doing the music and the songs that I thought would make the biggest impact on my life and on people's lives that heard the songs. It wasn't about fitting a particular mold. And that's been the biggest thing is in my 26 years of BFA after leaving Gold City and starting this group, is I've always been focused on ministering to the people. And if that meant not fitting the mold for certain award shows or certain annual events, then so be it. That was not the thing. I was not searching for that. That's not where the rewards lie, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not looking for a plaque somebody hands me and says, I got the number one song or the number one this or the number one that. I'm looking for, when I get to heaven, God will look at me, hopefully, and say, hey, man, you know, you did the best you could to try to point as many people toward me as you could. And you know, and that's the main goal. So I'm not trying to be rebellious or go against the grain. I just believe in being the most effective that we can as a ministry. And if that doesn't fit some people's mold, then so be it. You know, to each his own.
You know what? And I love that, because let's face it. You've been with BFA, Brian Free and Assurance, a lot longer than you were with Gold City. I mean, we're talking
twice as long,
26 years.
Yep.
And some people want to put you in that same box. And, you know, the thing about that box is a lot of people that's in the Southern gospel world today they know as much about that edition of Gold City as they do about the Statesman. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're absolutely positively.
It's historical at this point. And yes, go ahead.
I don't mind telling you, I had to make the decision after I left and started this group that I was not going to ride that horse the rest of my career. I started BFA. We had our own identity. Some artists out there are still riding the horse and acting like they're still on the same bus that they were on with previous artists and still trying to carry on something and just doing nothing but just digging up a dead horse. I'm not going to do that. We moved on. If I wanted to be a continuation of Gold City, I would have stayed with Gold City. So this was something that, I believe it's time. I've not even done a Gold City song on stage in probably at least 16, 18 years.
Wow.
At the very least, and I have people request them, and I understand that there were some great songs we had, yeah. And nothing against that. And I love my history, and I love the past of what we had. But it's just that I'm not looking back; I'm looking forward, and I'm just not interested in going back and reliving everything. And not all the bad, you know. As we get older, a lot of times we say, you know, I want to relive the past. I don't know about anybody else, but not all my past was good. I don't care about reliving all of it. I just soon move on.
In 26 years, if you ain't had a bad something happen to you in 26 years or even before, I'm talking to Jesus at this point, not Brian
Freeman. Amen. You're exactly right.
Real quick, and this is the only thing, Lord, I'll touch on that segment of your life, and then we'll move forward and talk about BFA. Tell me this, because I know it happened 26 years ago. Man, 26 years ago, I was 24 years old, and you were in your late 20s. And, I mean, times were different,
yep.
And we were, yep, doing different things back in the day. But you were very – when you left Gold City and started BFA, because I had you one of the first concerts there in Smyrna, yep, Georgia, you guys were progressive in what they call progressive, yep, today. What kind of flack – did you get for being that progressive?
You don't have time for me to explain that. You really don't have time. To put it in a nutshell, when you leave, now we were progressive on the progressive end at, yeah, Gold City.
Yeah.
In Southern Gospel at that point back then, I mean, we were considered,
yeah,
we were considered the rebellious, you know, progressive type bunch. And I took it even one step farther.
Right.
When I left Gold City and started this group, I did that, honest to God, Eric. I did it because the songs I wanted to do just did not fit the Stamps Baxter mold. And I, yeah, don't mean that to sound insulting. I don't mean that at all. That's our heritage and history, and I respect that and love a lot of it. But it didn't fit where I wanted to take this ministry. So, yeah, I got all kinds of flack. Man, I got told all kinds of things. If you remember, God rest his soul, one of my peers by the name of J.D. Sumner used to write that article in Singing News magazine every month.
Yeah.
And he took pride. J.D., I love him to death. You know, he's not here to defend himself, so I'm not attacking him.
Yeah.
But he took pride in usually trying to chew up as many artists as he could in that article. And he made the comment shortly after I come out. He said, well, Brian Free has made the comment that he wants, his heart is in the church. He said, well, I hope that's the case because that's where he's going to be singing, and it's nothing but the local churches.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. And I've still got that article. And I'll never forget that. You know what? Which he meant it for an insult. I took it as a compliment.
There you go.
Because if you get mentally or spiritually or price-wise out of the church as a Christian artist, in my opinion, you've made a mistake. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion. And that's where we're going to stay as BFA. We'll go where God sends us. No matter what kind of flack we get, who doesn't like it, I really don't care, as long as our people like it, as long as it's reaching the people, and as long as God is honoring what we're doing, which he has now for 26 years, as long as he continues to do that, as long as I got breath in me, we're going to do the same thing.
I know this, and the people know this, but I'm going to ask you this question. Would you rather be known this day and time as a artist that sings Christian music or an artist that sings Southern gospel music?
I would have to say Christian music, and only because I don't use the term hardly ever of Southern gospel.
Yeah.
I find that it does more harm than good.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is it alienates us. It puts us in a bottle.
Right.
It puts us in a certain box, a certain corner.
Yeah.
And it will a lot of times keep younger people sometimes from listening to our music, even though if they did listen to it and come to a concert, they'd love it.
Yeah.
It keeps them from it. If you advertise, okay, Southern gospel artist, blah, 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 you're going to be here tonight. I think it does more harm than good. And I just think if they know it's God's music, Christian music. And besides that, if you know this as well as I do, in our industry, everything is under one blanket, one umbrella.
Yep.
It's not that way in contemporary Christian. They have 12, go to the Doves. Yep. There are 15, 20 different categories. In our industry, there's one.
Yeah.
So everybody from us, which I would consider us, and us, Karen, and maybe Joseph are the most progressive on our end. And then, but everybody from us all the way to the primitives, inspirations,
yeah,
are put in the same category.
You know,
now you explain that.
Yeah, I asked Maurice Templeton when I had him on about a year ago. I said, Maurice, how did you define Southern gospel music? You know what his answer was? And you can go back and listen to this, looking at our website. Anybody can. They can go back and listen to the interview. He said, if I liked it, it was Southern gospel. That was the broad range of the definition. And you can't, and as much as I love the primitive, and you know what? Reagan and them are great men of God.
Yeah,
and
oh, I love them to death.
I
love them to death. They're precious people.
Precious people. They're not Brian Free and Assurance. You follow me?
Well, so we're two different styles. Look, they appeal to a certain crowd. We appeal to a certain crowd. Yeah. They're going to reach people that we can't, and we, again, vice versa. We're going to reach people they cannot. And that's why it takes all of us out here. As long as we are focused on what we're doing and not being no dog-eat-dog, no cutthroat stuff, no, you know, I hope I sell more than you do tonight. I hope I have a better stand than you do. It's not. I watched that. I was here during that time period. Let's bury this next group. You know, that kind of stuff. There's no place for that stuff in God's music. There's no place for that stuff in the church. So, no, I loved listening to the Inspirations.
Yeah.
To the Primitives, to the McCameys when they were touring. I mean, all that music has its place and will reach people that we couldn't reach if we sang to them for 4 hours.
Right.
And so for that, I thank God for it. Is it what we do? No, it's not. It's not what we choose. It's not what's in our heart. So as an artist, Christian artist, I'm going to call it that. I know that term used so loosely.
Yeah.
But as a Christian artist, we just want to do the music that is in our heart.
Right.
That's and stylistically, lyrically, all that. Just let us do what we do. We're not going to appeal to everybody. Jesus didn't appeal to everybody, so I'm certainly not going to.
You know.
So we just do what we do and be effective.
You know what? You say that, and I'm so glad to hear you say that, because if you think about it this way, a lot of things that you do musically and sound wise, okay, would sound better with a country artist, but some people put you so in a box that they think you ought to be opening or closing for a Charles Johnson and the Revivers type sound that doesn't even apply when you would be better off opening for Alabama or Carrie Underwood, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
I know what you're saying.
Wow.
It does. But the thing is, music is subjective.
Yeah.
It is. I can sit in a car with four people that I just pulled in off the street. If I just went in the grocery store, my wife's in there shopping, and I pulled four people out here and said, hey, listen to this song. And I asked him, number one, to categorize it. Well, what kind of music would you call that? I would probably get three different opinions. And if I asked how many of you thought that was good, I'd probably get three different opinions, most likely. It's just subjective to going on a car a lot and somebody picking out a car. You send 10 people on there, I guarantee you, then any two of those pick the same vehicle. It'll be 10 different cars. The different likings, different colors. They think this is the best, that's the best. That's why, you know, it's just up to the individual. That's why there's so many different types of music out there. Everybody's got to find whatever feeds them. The bottom line is, when it comes to Christian music, find what feeds you. And as long as it's the Word of God without compromise and not something that's modern, worldly, and newfangled and embraces all the new way of thinking, and as long as it sticks to the Word of God, then listen to it. I don't care if it's got a fiddle on it. I don't care if it's got a burning lead guitar on it. Whatever trips your trigger, you listen to it. But as long as it feeds you, that's the important part.
Do you find yourself opening up with this train of thought the older you get, that it really just don't matter as long as it's all about the gospel? Do you find the older you get, the more you could care less about rules and regulations and how it's supposed to be? It's fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my filter has gone away. And I see, you know, I used to wonder why do older people just seem that they can just say what they want to say, and, you know, to younger people, and then just get by with it. How can they be rude? How can they be forward? How can they be so truthful? How can they be so transparent and then think that that's okay? And the older I get, like, you spend your entire life suppressing, holding back, using your filter, and you finally get to the point to where, you know what really matters?
Yeah.
You know, and how long do you stay quiet?
Yeah.
How long do you stay silent? How long do you keep your mouth shut? In my opinion, that's the reason why the world and the church is in the shape it's in now. It's because we've been so afraid as Christians to speak up and speak our minds and say what the Word says, because we're in fear of somebody saying we're being judgmental. You know, we're not being judgmental when you preach the Word of God any more than every preacher that gets behind a pulpit is. He is simply telling you what the rule book says. Yeah. The judgment's been done. So we're just repeating what God's Word says. So yeah, I do find myself more and more going, you know what? No, I don't care. Yeah. You finally get there. You determine what is really important in life and what's not.
Has our love and genre of music hurt itself by being so close-minded, you think?
I think it's limited the scope of the audience. I think it's limited the numbers. I think the reason why that our industry has been so small and such, I mean, if you want to classify everything as Southern gospel,
yeah.
In my opinion, the reason why this industry is so small,
it's small.
You think about it, it's tiny. There are 126 or 136 Southern gospel radio, Christian radio stations out there right now. There are 1,490 country stations.
Yeah.
So there's 10 times more. And there's a reason why. It's because there's 10 times or 20 times more people listening to it. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is the churches, you know, we've failed in a lot of ways. And in Southern gospel, we've almost said that, you know, this is what we're going to do. And if you don't like it, you know, we don't want you to come. Or if you don't fit this mold, you know, you don't need to get up on stage and sing a song. And that's kept a lot of young people out of it over the years. I've seen it.
No doubt.
You know, they'll get up there. I've seen them get up there and sing their hearts out and sing something beautiful that really could change your life, and then have somebody say something harsh to them after it's over with about either what they had on to wear, how the hair was fixed, or the lead guitar was too loud in that song. And I'm going, really? You not understand that you will pay for that one day?
Yeah.
You're going to stand before the Lord and have to explain why you discouraged that young Christian child or young person from getting up on that stage and praising the Lord in their way just because it didn't fit your mold. Your idea, what should be.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear you say that. We had The Sound on a couple of weeks ago, and I had Jacob on here with his dad, and I said, Jacob, do me a favor. And he said, what's that? I said, don't ever cut your hair. I said, keep that hair as long as you can. Because
let me tell you something. If Jesus himself walked into most of these churches, they would escort him out. They'd have five deacons on him in a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Hair too long, got a beard on, not in a suit. I mean, we could go on for days. I mean, they would escort Jesus out of there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. We're in good company if you're not accepted by the establishment in many ways.
Brian, where were you at in gospel music when you realized, you know, this ain't just business. This is a ministry. This is changing lives. What moment, when was it that it clicked that, man, this is more about eternity than it is about us singing a hit song or something like that?
Within the first few weeks after getting saved, and I got saved in January of 1986.
Yeah.
After that, and I was on the road when I got saved. I'd already been with Gold City for nearly 4 years.
Yeah.
Nearly 5 years. So, that was when it hit me. When I got saved and found out, you know, you can get the Holy Spirit living inside you. Instead of just being influenced by the Holy Spirit
yeah.
or being around the Holy Spirit and seeing what the Holy Spirit, having him living inside you and being saved made all the difference in the world. That's when I saw how effective what we had been doing. Now, it wouldn't necessarily do anything different. I started singing from the heart instead of from the throat.
Wow.
You know, it's a whole different way, of doing things. That's when I saw it personally. And of course, I knew it in my mind long before that, because I was raised in a Christian home and raised in church. But, you know, you see it. Yeah, I saw it firsthand on stage after that. And then when the Holy Spirit's living inside you, your spirit bears witness with the other Christian people. You start seeing things you didn't see before, feeling things you didn't feel before, you know, hearing things. It makes you aware your senses become a whole lot more sharp.
Nice, nice. Who's some of your musical heroes? Who do you listen to outside of Brian Free? I mean, you've traveled with some of the best, but I'm sure there's folks in other genres you've admired and listened to, and you just look at the wonder of their talent. Who does Brian Free appreciate, and why?
To be quite honest with you, it would. I grew up again. I wasn't saved until I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I could give you the cookie cutter answer to that, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna be straight honest.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to rock music. I was an old rocker in the 70s, 60s, 70s. And my idol was Steve Perry with Journey growing up.
I
sang every note to everything he did. That was my idol.
I can hear you singing Journey songs. And you've sung karaoke Journey songs, I'm sure, before on a ship somewhere.
More than once, my friend. Groups like Toto.
Yeah.
Joseph Williams with Toto, Bobby Kimball with Toto. They were phenomenal vocals. I know I'm making somebody mad right now. I guarantee they're going, how dare him say that.
Why? You know
but
what?
I'm being honest.
Here, let me tell you what I'd love to say. Can I tell you this? And I would buy this.
Yeah.
I would buy, I wouldn't buy it. I'd download it. Okay, let me rephrase that. I would download a Brian Free karaoke tape of you doing Journey songs, Toto songs. I'd go as far as Bee Gees, okay? I would do that just to see what you sounded like.
You're going to get in trouble.
That's
what I grew up doing. I mean, I could give you the cookie cutter answer and say, hey, Rosie Roselle was my idol. I knew Rosie. Rosie was a sweet man. Yeah. I loved him to death. And he was a sweet, sweet. We shared the same vocal coach growing up.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't. I was not into Southern gospel. That was not my thing. I didn't grow up listening to it. I was one of those rebellious kids that listened to what I like. And so that's who I grew up singing with. Those guys, now in Christian music, what I listen to now, and I still listen to some pop music, as long as it's clean lyrically and not garbage. I'm not going to feed my mind garbage.
Yeah.
But some people say, well, if that lead guitar is burning like that, it doesn't sound like God. Yeah, that's my opinion, too. Last time I checked, that same lead guitar that plays How Great Thou Art can also play something a little funky too, if you want it to.
It doesn't mean
it's demon possessed guitar.
I've often said this, and I actually believe this. I believe hard rock fans love Southern gospel because of the bass notes in the heart. If you listen to hard rock, Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, listen to the bass guitar.
Yep.
Okay, now listen to Southern gospel. What's it driven by? Bass guitar.
Yeah.
Am I not close? I mean, it's real, real close.
No, yeah, absolutely you are. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, what's so funny is so many artists in Christian music and all different parts, any different styles of it have been influenced growing up. They didn't just grow up listening to that stuff. They won't say it a lot of times. Now, some of them have. But some of them grew up with that, nothing but that being what they heard. And that's fine. That's entirely up to you. I wanted musically and vocally to be a little more challenged than what I heard from that. What I listen to, as far as who my favorite groups are in Christian music, there's never been a group and never will be another group like For Him.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm good friends with all the guys. Andy Christman is just one of my best buddies in the whole wide world, and he is a tenor singing machine.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of music that ministers to me, that touches me, it challenges me and makes me want to be a better everything as a Christian. So they were my favorite group, always have been. They don't tour anymore, except for special occasions. But there's a number of Christian artists out there that I listen to. Yeah, I listen to a lot of them.
Nice.
I like good music, and I like as long as the message is there and it's straightforward and not compromised, I'll listen to it.
Man, I appreciate it. Buddy, I could sit and I could ask you questions all day and we could have a good conversation, but I know you got to get going.
I think we've had a good one. We've had fun.
We've had fun. I mean, you're a future Hall of Famer, without a shadow of a doubt, and we know that. We got to get you back on when Arthur's here one day so y'all can tell the backstories of King's Gold and all that fun kind of stuff, and we can have stuff.
That would be fun.
What should people expect from Brian Free and Assurance coming up in the future, and what's the future hold for you guys, and how can they find out more about you and all that kind of good stuff?
Absolutely. And to answer your question a minute ago, here's one of the funny things, Zach, and I can say this because we're having this conversation and it's one of those front porch ones.
Yeah.
2017, I and Gold City were inducted into the GMA Hall of Fame, the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, the big one.
Yeah.
The big one. So it may be after I leave this world before I get in the SGMA.
Yeah.
Since I've been so rebellious. But either way, that may happen.
I'm gonna ask you a rebellious question in a minute, and you can edit it out if you want to. Okay. But keep going.
All right. But we're fixing to do another EP, which is an extended play. That's what our record company has gone to now. Instead of doing full 10 song CDs, we do 5-6 song CDs. Anyways, about to get ready to pick songs to do another one. and just touring, just staying busy, to be honest with you, and a lot of things going on, a lot of things coming up, but just touring mainly.
Now, I'll edit this whole thing out. That's the great thing about podcasts, if you want me to. But I'm going to ask you this, and you can say, Darren, I don't want to mess with that. Will we ever see you back at NQC?
That is entirely up to them.
Okay. That's fair.
I'll put it that way. I'm just saying, the business side is entirely up to them.
Gotcha.
I've refused a number of years because of the business end. So once things reach, I know what this ministry needs, and I can't, for the sake of myself and my guys and their families, I cannot compromise too much.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. So it's bottom line is.
Brian, that's a question people want to know. I mean, I'm not trying to stir up trouble, or I'm not trying to, but that's just a question to people. And I'm sure you've been asked that 100 times from other people.
Oh, absolutely. And nothing against anybody, has nothing negative. I love all those guys on the board and respect them and respect their decisions. It's their event.
Yeah.
They can handle it any way they want to, but I also will handle this ministry in the way I want to.
Yeah.
So there are things I will do and will not do, and same thing with them. So
nice.
There's no negative feelings on, I don't believe, not on my end for sure.
Yeah.
So
as soon as Clark comes off the wallet, you'll be there. That's that simple. And guess what?
Those requirements are met.
And guess what? You're on the board of Abraham Productions, and you run that, and some of them guys, they need to come for you. It's that simple. Hey, how about that? Does that
exactly.
work?
Exactly. Totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
Buddy, where can they find you online real quick, and we'll get you off here.
Okay. Man, they can find us everywhere. BrianFreeandAssurance.com is our website. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Download our app to your phone. It's absolutely free. Go to your app store. Put Brian Free and Assurance in there. It'll bring that up, and just keep up with us.
Thank you, my friend.
Bands in town also. Bands in town. Forgot to mention that.
There you go. Bands in town. There's all kind of ways. Well, I'll send you this tape when we finish cutting it and all that kind of good stuff. I appreciate your time, my man, okay?
Man, I appreciate you very much. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done.
You know what, Brian? Here's what we love about this thing, man, is we just keep it real and we tear down the veil. Yep. And God gets glory for it at the end of the day. If we can entertain, edify, inspire, and educate folks, we're all about it. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
He was awake before the sun, with his Bible opened up, seeking truth with every single page he turned. Anyone could see my daddy lived what he believed, with a gentle heart, a passion for Jesus burned. I know we had our times, we disagreed, but the longer I live, it's clear to me, I wanna be the Savior who died to show us all the way. So I'll take up my cross and trace his steps. Surrendering is how I'll serve him best. Like the word commands, who takes
Arthur, that was some good information Brian just gave us out there. What do you think?
That's great. Good, great interview. Great interview. You know, I hate I missed it. I hate it wasn't there.
You know what I hated about you mentioning, and I really didn't bring this up much, but and we'll get Brian back on. He's more than willing to come back on with us. But one of these days we need to do a King's Gold edition.
Absolutely.
Because truly that conglomeration of the Kingsmen and Gold City back in the day was truly amazing, and you were part of some of that. So,
well, you know, that started, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a, the what, you know, the second half quartet
right.
is doing now or was doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something extra to do, and on the second half, it's just a, you know, everybody kind of got together, and it started out as just a couple of songs, then it turned into a 30-minute program.
Next thing you know, you're at Mount Perrin Church of God North in Marietta, Georgia, yeah. cutting a live video, so,
you know. Yeah, and so, you know, it was, but, at that time, you know, we worked with Gold City just about every weekend, at least once, if not, you know, a couple of times. And so we were with them a lot. So it was, you know, a lot of those groups, you know, we were with the same agency. And those days, you know, you had several groups on right. constant. It wasn't a lot of times just single events. You know, it was, you know, you had several groups and big groups and that sort of thing. And so we sang a lot together. And so that's kind of how that got started.
As an artist, you don't see this as much anymore, of course, because you're at King Damaris and you're not traveling week after week after week like a lot of these groups are. But do you miss the night? I mean, because even when y'all are out on your winter tour, you're usually alone or with one other group at the most. Do you miss those dates where you had four or five groups on the roster? I know it's a longer time frame, and I know you're there longer and you don't get to sing as much. But there was some sort of, you know, there was some sort of fun, I can assume, from the group standpoint. When there's four groups on a program, there's some aggravation, too, because somebody's going over their time. And, you know, everybody wants to get loaded and get to the next town and this, that, and another. But do you miss that somewhat sometimes?
I do. I miss, you know, we miss the camaraderie that we had, you know, with each other and you know, spending time with each other you know, we missed that. And, you know, at that time, you know, a lot of time, you know, we didn't know any different, you know, that was just right. the way it was, you know, just about every concert was that way. And then when you were by yourself, you did, you know, it was different. So we didn't know any different. Nowadays, you know, it's almost different to be with other groups. So, but we do miss that, especially for us. You know, we're so far removed from so much of it. A lot of times, you know, unless we're spring break or NQC, a lot of times we don't get to. Of course, when they come to Dollywood in October, you know, we can see some of our friends and that sort of thing. But we do miss them. We miss seeing them.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, if you miss any part of SGMP, always go to our website, www.southerngospelnewspodcast. We're all pinned up in the house with this corona thing, so listen, it's a good time to catch up. I mean, if you think back just the past couple of weeks, Jeff Easter, great interview last week. I mean, mm-hmm. fun. This one with Brian Free. You can go back and listen to some former members of Gold City. Ivan Parker, we've had him. I mean, we've had Jason Crabb, Russ Taff, all kind of folks. Jason Clark a couple of weeks ago, and remember Jason in your prayers. He's going through some tough times. Let a horse pull him down or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody didn't unplug the ride at Kmart when he fell. Oh, I'm teasing. That's a bad joke. Hey, but anyway, Jason's our buddy and our friend, and listen to that. But there's a lot of great things in our archives that you can go listen to, and that's the one great thing about it. If you've got a favorite artist, go listen to him. Peg McCamey's been with us. So many great artists. Doyle Lawson, probably one of my favorite ones of all time, and you missed that one. That was great. But And then today, Brian Free. So thanks so much. Go to our Facebook page, Southern Gospel News Podcast. Almost 17,000 16,000, Arthur. We'll probably hit 17,000 by the end of the month, which is, hey, you know, we're doing it. And a lot of good folks are doing their own social media thing, so watch out for that online and this, that, and the other.
Hey, you know what? Let me mention, too. I didn't mention this, but if you want to help the groups, if you want to support them during this time, you know, you can't go see them. But listen, get buy their music online. That helps, you know, whether you do it, you know, on Apple, Amazon, whatever, or go to their website and purchase their music. That helps them so much, and it encourages them so much. And so that's one little thing that, that we can do. Yeah. To help.
And you know what? Somebody's, let's remember this. Somebody's always got it worse than us, as my grandmama used to say.
Yep.
As Mr. Rogers said in his movies and on TV, find the helpers. You want to help somebody, help them out, or just stay out of the way and let them do what they do. But bless somebody. Hey, Arthur, one last question before we get out of here.
Yeah, ma'am.
What's wrong with living right anyway?
Not one thing.
You've been listening to SGNP.
SGNP is excited you chose to listen today. If you'd kindly leave a remark and rating in the podcast remarks section, we surely would appreciate it. Please share with a friend or family member. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and our new website, SouthernGospelNewsPodcast.com. To advertise your products, services, concert event, or new project on SGNP and reach a 100% guaranteed number of people in your area, call Tim Newton at 770-874-3200 or email him today, tnewton@bgadgroup.com. Let us geo-target our ads for you, something radio nor magazine can do.